What did the ferret say when he lost the race to a cheetah?
I don't know. What?
That wasn't ferret, ya cheetah.
You're tuning into the Children's Hour. This is KD9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lens. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. But you know and I know that the galaxies are
Batman here on the Children's Hour, and from a CD by the same title, Freedom is Free, and always a good thing to remember here in the free United States of America, where we're celebrating our democracy today on the Children's Hour. Good morning, this is Katie Stone, and as always, so glad to be with you, especially glad today because rumor has it we're getting snow and rain tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Rain?
How is it going to snow? I mean, I think we have to have rain in order to get snow.
Well, what happens is, Maggie, the clouds get full of precipitation and then they fall to the earth. Yes. That's how it snows.
Yes, but that's why it never rains here.
I know our friends at the National Weather Service are happy to hear that we're going to get some actual precipitation, but so is everyone in this room. Can you believe it? Who's going to build a snowman tomorrow morning? That's what I want to know.
I'll try.
I'm going to be playing with my ferret. I might take her outside snowman. To play in the snow.
Ooh.
She's all cold, and then she takes high steps. She's like, "Hey, why is it so cold?" She's adorable.
Well, let's start over here. And good morning to everyone in listener land. And hey, good morning to you.
Good morning. This is Siobhan.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hey, it's Gila. Hi, it's Asul.
Good morning. This is Julia.
Hello, it's Maggie.
Asul, it's your first show.
Yeah.
Hi. No. Well, welcome to the Children's Hour.
You should have like a welcome song.
Thank you.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
That's it. That's the welcome song.
It slowly turns into the Pac-Man noises. Welcome, 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 welcome.
Okay. Okay, we've driven everyone crazy. Yes. Anyone have big news this morning? No teeth have been lost. No.
I don't have any more teeth to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed you have no teeth. Okay. Just teasing. Siobhan is all done. You're all done. You lost all 20 baby teeth.
Yep.
Oh, such is the way.
And I have 3 out of 4 of my 12-year-old molars.
I
have 3 out of 4 of my 12-year-old molars.
Whoa.
Wow.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Exciting. Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. Well, today on the show, have any of you been to Santa Fe to go to the Roundhouse?
Yes.
I will.
Yeah.
On a field trip.
Yeah.
I will.
I did that once.
I don't remember.
When are you going, Haley? On a field trip with school?
I'm going on a field trip with school sometime soon.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. In February.
Nice.
Noisy's in February.
Well, the legislative session is underway in the state of New Mexico. We have a lot of listeners from outside of the state of New Mexico. And in the wacky state of New Mexico, our state legislature does not convene year-round, except for interim committees do. But the actual legislature body, which is all the senators and all the representatives that get elected from all these districts around the state of New Mexico, all meet up in Santa Fe. And this is our 30-day session.
Wow.
Does that seem like a lot of time or not a lot of time to decide an entire year's worth of state government? What do you think?
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Not a lot of time.
I would say it's not a lot of time. And so, and it's already started, which means the clock has already ticked down. And that means that the legislative session is now less than 30 days long because it's going to end in just a few weeks.
Oh, my God.
And next year, the legislature meets for 60 days. So this session is just 30 days.
This is the trailer.
Exactly. This is like the trailer, except this is like a trailer that kind of decides the big picture, which is the budget
of the state. It's like the trailer that gives you the plot that spoils like the biggest plot twist in the entire movie. And you're like, stop.
Yeah, what about trailers that ruin the movie?
Most of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some trailers do it really well, but then some trailers are awful. Like, have you seen that one for How to Train Your Dragon 2?
No, but actually we were just talking about that movie at dinner and we kept calling it How to Train a Demon and Emma kept laughing and she was like, and then finally she goes, you guys, it's not a demon. And we had been talking about this movie, How to Train Your Demon.
He's kind of like cute.
Yeah.
He's like a cat dragon.
It's pretty cute. Well, anyway, we're going to be talking about the legislative session because believe it or not, most of the people who show up to the beautiful Roundhouse, which is a gorgeous building in Santa Fe that's actually round, so it's nice and confusing on the inside because you have, after a while, you don't really know where you are.
But where am I?
Because it's in a circle.
It's like a labyrinth.
It is, a little bit.
But a round one.
The legislative session up in Santa Fe is often packed by adults. So, you hardly ever really see kids up there speaking out on bills or on the budget or anything. And, there are many ways that you can participate up in Santa Fe officially. And we're going to learn all about that from State Senator Bill O'Neill, who's here in the studio waiting. And but first, we were thinking we might just, sort of remind everybody, what does bring us together as a people and what does make us you know, definitely, sorry, I'm like cueing a song and it got a little off. You know, what does bring us together as a people? And this is a song that comes from a pretty cool online CD that is actually full of wonderful conversation, and it's available at no charge to everyone. It's pretty neat because it's all about the civil rights movement, and it's called We Stood Up. Reflections on the Civil Rights Movement is the name, and if you Google that, you will find it. We Stood Up. It just came out last year, and this is a song that I just thought sums up the whole reason we're even all together today. So welcome to the Children's Hour. We'll be back in just a little bit with Senator Bill O'Neill.
I'm gonna take that anger and write it down. March into town, can you hear the sound? I'm gonna take that anger and turn it around and turn it into love. I'm gonna take that doubt and write it down. March into town, can you hear the sound? I'm gonna take that doubt and turn it around and turn it into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
I'm gonna take that mistreatment and write it down. March into town, can you hear the sound? I'm gonna take that mistreatment and turn it around and turn it into love. I'm gonna take that fear and write it down. March into town, can you hear the sound? I'm gonna take that fear and turn it around and turn it into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
Love,
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 turn it all into love.
Indeed. And that is what happens, is we take all of our feelings and we put them into love, and action comes from that. This is the Children's Hour here on KUNM, and in the studio is State Senator Bill O'Neill. He's also a poet and an all-around good guy. I know you do lots more than...
Well, thank you, Katie.
And you're my state senator.
You're darn right.
I've
you're
never
stuck
had
with
you,
me.
I've never had you on. Well, I could I could vote you out.
I know. Every 4 years you have that chance.
And you represent me in my district, but you also represent, as a state senator, I like to think of everyone up in the legislature as representing everyone in New Mexico, especially kids who don't get to vote.
Definitely.
So kids have lots of questions, and we're going to start right away. So,
how does the legislature work? What is it? And why is the session this year 30 days versus next year 60 days?
Well, we convene for 30 days, and it's called a short session because our main task up there is to do the state budget. That's our job. And most of the, you know, a good chunk of the funding goes towards education, your schooling, by the way. So it's a short session, meaning we stay away from controversial issues mostly, and we just zero in on the budget. And so in 30 days, we should be able to come up with a budget, hopefully.
Does that work? Does that happen in 30 days? Has that always worked?
Well, this year it's looking good because there's suddenly an upturn in oil and gas prices. So suddenly we're relatively flush, certainly compared to last year, where we didn't even have capital outlay to distribute into our favorite
capital
district.
Capital outlay
13.
For those folks listening who are like, what is that?
It's to improve your school playground, the community center that you go to, maybe the senior center, and so forth. So it's all just to upgrade the facilities, the infrastructure of District 13. And it's a really great thing because it also means jobs for people, and it's an economy stimulus. And I get $1 million.
Whoa.
$1 million.
I'd like to improve the bathroom in my house.
No, can't.
Okay,
sorry, man.
All right.
But it has to be vetted, and it has to serve the public good. So,
and every senator and representative gets that money?
Well, in the lower chamber, they get $500,000.
The lower being the House.
The House. But and I tease because I deep down, I'll always be a House member.
And oh, by the way, they're on the same level.
Yes.
At the legislature, literally.
But the difference is in the Senate, we have 50,000 people in our districts, and the House has 25,000.
Oh.
So we have 42 senators and 70 House members.
Interesting.
So 112 folks trying to do the people's business of New Mexico. And it's really interesting. Folks come from different parts of the state. I'm just always amazed at the rural versus urban interface, for example.
Yeah.
Is very interesting.
Yeah, please.
Oh, I also had a question. If, like, I wanted to come down there and, like, do something over there to, like, help, what could I do?
What you could do is come up to the Roundhouse, which is round, as we've established. It's a beautiful building. It's an art museum. It's an amazing, there's an amazing art collection. But we're the people's legislature. And when I first went to the legislature, I was advocating for the charity that I worked for. And I was stunned that the next thing I knew, I was talking to the head of the Senate, the state Senate. We're very accessible. And so if you come up, the first thing you do is you go to my office, suite 300. You tell my secretary, Joanne, that you're here, and we will treat you like kings and queens, and we'll show you around and so forth. But it's really important because people come to our committee meetings, and you can come to a committee meeting and stand up and say, I support this bill, or I don't like this bill. And it's quite open and egalitarian, and I've always been really impressed with how. Yes, we only have a month session or a 2 month session, but we're a citizens legislature and we serve the people, no matter how old you are.
And what's so great about the New Mexico legislature is that accessibility. You can actually, anyone listening right now, including everyone in this room, anyone listening can go and speak at these committee meetings.
Exactly.
Where big decisions are being made. How much money will the schools get? And how much money are we going to put into the energy department or anything that you might care about personally? There is probably a budget item in our budget about that, and you can actually speak out. And next session, which is next year, January through March, mid-January through mid-March, 60 days, and that's when they cover the stuff that's controversial. So give us an example of a controversial bill, Bill.
Well, I have a bill. That's, I hope it isn't that controversial, but I've worked a lot with former inmates, men and women coming out of prison, and they want to get back, they want to live a straight life. And the big impediment to that is employment, getting employment. So I have a bill called the Ban the Box Bill, which would make that easier on your initial application when you're applying for a job. Just in the initial application, you're not asked about your criminal history. You will do that in the follow-up interviews. So that's a potentially controversial bill. However, the good news is it's bipartisan. We passed it overwhelmingly.
And that means when you say it's bipartisan,
yes,
what does that mean?
I'm a Democrat, and I have a Republican co-sponsor. And boy, last session we got that through the Senate and the House, big margins, wide margins. And people really, you know, New Mexico cares about folks. You know, you care about your cousin that's not doing so well, et cetera, et cetera. So we were able to pass it, but unfortunately the governor vetoed it. But that's a bill that I'll sponsor in the long session next year, believe me. And I'm hopeful that we can get that signed into law. It'll really help people that are trying to, you know, emerge from a life of crime and so forth.
When you're sitting in a committee meeting and there's people going to speak and a kid stands up to speak, is that like, I've been to a lot of committee meetings, as you know.
I know, and you're very eloquent, you are.
Thank you.
And outspoken, of course.
Well.
Yes, you are. I've you do practice. A good job. You're very good.
And when I advocate for issues, I'm advocating mostly for special education and funding for our education system in special education. But when you have kids who are standing before you, I don't often see a lot of kids standing before you. Does it stand out when a kid?
Oh, by all means. By all means. You know, there's a group called Wild Friends.
Yeah, in fact, we're going to be talking with them okay. in just a little bit here and about how kids can get involved
yes.
with Wild Friends.
And they come up every session with their T-shirts and they sponsor a bill. It's usually to protect the, you know, the owls or, you know, some kind of like environmentally but animal-based thing. And so so they're just really powerful. And they sponsor the bill. They talk on behalf of the bill. And they all have blue T-shirts. And it's quite what we totally stop what we're doing. We really pay attention. Mm. Totally.
But
and that's an example.
In the meantime, you know, kids like Gila who might want to come up there and spend mm-hmm. the day and do something very productive. The next step is probably to go to nmlegis.gov. Put your address in there to find your legislator, and you will find your state senator and your state representative. And then what bill can you do? You actually listen when
yes.
people call you?
Well, for sure. And then if you want to come up, sometimes I can introduce you on the floor. We have pages, for example, that come up, youngsters that come up and do errands. And so if you're remotely interested, contact your state senator or state rep, and maybe it's me. Who knows? And then we'll take care of you. We'll, you know, meet your needs. We do a lot of school groups too,
mm-hmm.
but individually, if you're interested in just watching the legislative process unfold, you can be a part of it. You can be there on the Senate floor, and we introduce you, and everybody claps, and it's
pretty cool. And
yeah.
you end up not just working for one person. And
right.
My son's done it a lot. And,
yes,
and you don't. A lot of folks will see you down there on the floor, and they'll call you over and say, "Hey, I need a cup of coffee. Here's money. Go get me a cup of coffee." And then other people will say, "I need you to take this paperwork right away.
Right, this is important. Get this upstairs. They need it needs to be signed
because they have to stay on the floor for
yes.
voting. They can't leave the floor, so they actually have to have people who help them move stuff around. And it's pretty exciting and one way that you can participate and really be part of it. Bill, when you get letters, emails, or phone calls from people, do you actually read all those?
You're darn right I do. As you know, I sent out a constituent survey before the session. And man, I'm reading them right now, and it's wonderful. Like, just to get that input. And we're very lucky in our district to have a really high level of citizen engagement. So people really feel that they're going to be heard. So, of course, yeah, I read them, emails too. And especially if the first sentence, if you're going to contact one of us elected public servants, not politicians, but, you know, public servants, you say, as your constituent. Because
oh.
that's the magic word, because we get a lot of emails, and if they're not from your district, it's easy to kind of ignore them.
Mm.
But if you have first sentences, as your constituent, and then you put your address on there, so it helps me out to know which part of the district you're living in,
mm.
that's you immediately get attention.
And how many emails or phone calls do you need to get on a particular issue before you say, this issue is something people care about?
Well, I have never seen so many emails. The record for me was the effort to outlaw pit bulls in New Mexico. Like, you just don't go there. Like, we love our pit bulls, okay? So I mean, certain issues just light you up. And it's so interesting to me what draws attention. So there's certain voters out there that are one-issue voters, you know, certainly the NRA and so forth. I mean, you always get a lot from them, or, you know, gun advocates against gun violence. That's a hot-button issue. But again, it's real interesting to me, like, what issues draw the heat.
And I've always been fascinated, even just in advocating for special education funding, when I talk to legislators, senators, and House members, how few really understand sometimes sort of the particular,
okay.
like, you can't see the special ed budget in the education budget. So it's very difficult. And it always amazes me that something that you might have something you care about and you think everybody must know about this, right? Like everybody must know we have to stop turtle racing or ferrets racing against cheetahs. It's not fair. It's not ferret. And you might think everybody must know this, but believe it or not, your thing that you care about, maybe people actually don't know about it. And I remember when I first started, I was shocked.
Well, we rely on you, Katie Stone, to educate us. I mean, you've educated me on the issues that are important to you. I don't know this stuff. Mm. I mean, we're citizen legislators. I know what I know. I know a lot about criminal justice reform, working with former inmates and juvenile offenders and so forth. But there's all kinds of areas that it's new to me. And so we rely on you to come up there and educate us. And so it's a relationship. It's reciprocal.
Well, it's reciprocal. And and in fact, what's really great is you can call these people. So I'll give you the website one more time. It's nmlegis, LEGIS.gov. Very easy to navigate that website to find all the legislation that's even pending right now and when is it going to be heard. Very easy to find your own representatives and make your voice be heard because honestly, you know, it is your voice that makes a difference sometimes. One voice can be the voice that changes how people view something. It's amazing how strong we are when we choose to use our voices. And Senator Bill O'Neill, you have been using your voice a lot to advocate for great things in the legislature. We have a Congress right now in Washington that just shut down our government. And because they can't get along, Republicans and Democrats can't come to the table together. I don't feel like that happens as often in the state of New Mexico, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's just appalling to watch that happen on the federal level. We are a citizens legislature again, and we like each other. We're New Mexicans. We come from different parts of the state. I personally have a passion for working in a bipartisan way, as I mentioned with my band, the Box Bill. And we know each other. We socialize, and it's a healthier situation. And my hope is in the future we can really do some great bipartisan work looking ahead. Because the instincts are there. The will is there.
I see that. I see because the legislature, and this is one last thing we could leave our folks with that. You all get a little bit of money per diem to pay for your expenses of driving to and from Santa Fe. But you're actually not paid in any other way. Is that not common, is it?
No, it's not.
I think we're the only ones in the entire nation.
There's a couple other states that are similar, but... And as you know, because I know you've read your survey that I mailed to you last week, I have a question. Do you favor a professional full-time legislature? And I'm getting some very interesting responses. I think it's a positive thing. I don't think it would cost a whole lot more money to the state. I think we would be more effective. We don't have to be year-round, but just certainly 1 month, 2 months. It's just I don't even know how that came to be. But,
well, actually, I do.
Okay.
The history of the New Mexico legislature really evolved out of an agrarian culture. So when we were all farmers here in the state of New Mexico, and the months were picked that were times when people could leave their farm and go to Santa Fe and work on state government issues, but then you had to get back to the farm before spring. And so that's why you have these – it's really a relic of a time when we earned our – money in the state as individuals in very different ways than most of us do now. There's still a lot of farmers in the state. Thank goodness for the chili farmers and for the hay farmers and all the people who farm all the great food we eat. However, that is not the majority anymore. And so when our legislature was created, that was the majority.
Yes.
And so that's where it came from. And that's part of something that should be looked at because in other states, you know, they can respond quicker. That's kind of the problem is that we can't get a response very quickly. You have to wait until the session.
We're out of the loop in a lot of ways.
And so if something happens in the country, we can't really respond as a state until January.
Exactly.
Which is crazy. Anyway, well, we are so grateful that you came with us this morning on the Children's Hour. Thank you, Senator Bill O'Neill.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for being here. And good luck in the legislative session. Again, if you want to get involved, nmlegis.gov. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Katie.
Every song the world sings, each was once unknown. Some
No tune is too simple. No voice can be wrong. Music can come from any heart, and anyone's voice can lead the song.
If you feel the music, and if you believe the words,
sing and you'll be.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. This is K9.9, KUNM, and KUNM.org. Live and local from the University of New Mexico.
You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Hey, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." And he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm gonna live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House, where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. And only if only it worked just like that all the time in Congress, we wouldn't have such issues. This is the Children's Hour right here on KUNM, and in the studio with a whole bunch of people. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
And on the phone with us is Christopher Smith. Are you there, Christopher? Chris?
I am. Hi.
Hi. You are the Southwest Wildlife Management person for Wild Earth Guardians. Do I have that correct?
Southern Rockies Wildlife Advocate, but close enough.
Close enough. What we really wanted to talk to you, and the kids are here, they can say hi to you too. Hi, Chris. We really wanted to ask you about this thing that the Wild Earth Guardians does called Wild Friends. Can you explain it?
I can a little bit. Wild Friends is a civic education program that the University of New Mexico Law School helps to facilitate. And what it does is it gets kids involved in the civic process and kind of teaches them specifically through the context of wildlife conservation, kind of how New Mexico does politics and gets them into those kind of places where they can have a say in the political process. much like what the kind of methods that Senator O'Neill was just talking about. So it's a way that, you know, kids can kind of be mentored through that process.
The Wild Friends has their own website, and anyone can go look at that, wildfriends.unm.edu. But in the current, what you all are working on, and I'm sure you're helping figure out the sort of direction, they're going to be up in this legislature, not this session, this 30-day session, but next 60-day session, because they're working on a bill. It has something to do with trapping. Can you explain what that's about?
Yeah, so Wild Earth Guardians and many other nonprofit environmental groups since 2013 actually have been trying to get a bill passed through the New Mexico legislature that would ban or really restrict dangerous trapping of wildlife on our public lands here in New Mexico. And right now, probably the majority of New Mexicans don't know this, but people can go out and put these dangerous and usually lethal traps all over all of our public lands in New Mexico with very little regulation. And it's, you know, it's a public safety hazard, and it can be very cruel to wildlife. And we've seen just recently a couple of incidents where either pet dogs or other wildlife have been caught, and it's caused these very public, cruel incidents in our neighborhoods.
Can anybody join the Wildlife Kids thing?
The Wild Friends?
I don't see why not. I would go to that website, wildfriends.unm.edu, and look around, and it looks like it's very, very easy to join, and it's a great way to get involved.
How long has this been, has the Wildlife Friends been a thing?
You know, I don't have a good answer for that. I wish I did.
I think it's a while. It's at least 10 years, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it's actually over 20 years,
Whoa.
If I recall.
Whoa,
yeah.
Wow.
I think the very early 90s, so before most of you were born, I'm sure.
Dang. And so when you're talking about these traps, they're like the kinds that, like the jaws that like snap shut if somebody steps on them. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the general setup. There's two types of traps. There's traps that are supposed to instantly kill an animal, so the jaws kind of clamp down around the neck or the head, which can be a very, very painful process for an animal, of course. But there's also traps that snare an animal's foot or paw, and then that animal is trapped until, you know, it somehow wriggles free, often injuring itself, or a trapper comes and kills it for its fur or its pelt.
Do you find it's helpful to have kids speaking out about issues like this?
Absolutely. You know, I thought it was interesting what Senator O'Neill said. You know, kids, you're the ones who are going to be affected by the laws that the legislature is passing now for the longest amount of time. And I think legislators are very aware of that, and they love to hear from young people speaking out about issues that, you know, they are passionate about. And, you know, adults, we get caught up in our work worlds, and we have our tunnel vision going on, and we often don't know about some of these bigger issues that are going on. And, you know, I have some young nieces who almost every time I see them, I learn something new about the world going on around me that I had no idea about. So I think kids can often be a really important source of information, both for legislators, but also for parents and teachers and adults who, you know, might not have the time and curiosity.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us on the Children's Hour today. This is, but you've been hearing from Christopher Smith, and I'm going to totally butcher your title because it's really long, but it's something along the lines of the South Rockies Wildlife Advocate, something like that, right?
That is pretty darn good.
And you're with Wild Earth Guardians. And if you want to learn more about Wild Friends, finding out if you can get involved, they have a huge push coming for next year. And it's not too early to start being involved with that. Wildfriends.unm.edu. And Christopher, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Rocky Dawuni. from a CD called Hymns for the Rebel Soul on the Children's Hour.
How many roads we had to walk just to make it to their door, only to be told we were too late. How many picket lines we cross just to get back off the floor, then we fall back in the same old game. But it made me realize to see the line and train, the shadows of the hand that always pulled the strings. For those who understand the beginning, see the end. Guess who is rising again? Me again, knocking on your door till all your walls come tumbling down. Me again, like Jericho before, Babylon walls come tumbling down, 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 down. Whoa, walls tumbling down. Election promises have failed, those who spoke up have been jailed, yet we go about pretend we don't see. As I walk through shanty towns, gutters choked with broken dreams, yeah, they trickle down, don't come so far. But it made me recognize they go to every lane, bend every wheel till they can get all the way. But this time around, they cannot push us around. Guess who is rising again? Knocking on your door till all your walls come tumbling down. Me again, like Jericho before, Babylon walls come tumbling down, 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 down. Whoa, walls tumbling down. Some people say that I am weak, cause I turn the other cheek, only to be disappointed again. What kind of future waste the weak in a world so full with greed? Those with most are those who have to gain. But it made me understand to see the line and train of the shadows of the hand that always pulls the string. For those who understand the beginning or the end, Rastaman will rise again. Me again, knocking on your door till all your walls come tumbling down. Me again, like Jericho before, Babylon walls come tumbling down. Me again, knocking on the door, all your tumbling down. It's me again,
going down, going
it's
down.
Me
was Walls Come Tumbling Down, the Hymns for the Rebel Soul from Rocky Dawuni. And, you know, I was thinking about the environment. And as we hear from the Wild Friends, who we spoke with Chris from Christopher Smith from Wild Earth Guardians, and about how kids can, you know, step up for wildness, wild things in their world. And it made me think of this guy, Wendell Berry. He was born in 1934. He's an American novelist and a poet. He's an environmental activist, even still at his age. He's a cultural critic. And if you asked him what his most important job was, he would tell you he's a farmer. And, you know, his belief is that the good life in this world is all about having sustainable agriculture and using appropriate technology and having healthy rural communities and being connected to your place physically. The pleasure of good food and animal husbandry, you know, having animals and taking good care of them and doing work that makes you feel good and supporting your local economy. And he has been called the voice of reason in this time in defense of the family and farm and land and love. And you can learn a lot more about Wendell Berry. There's a movie that's being shown at the Guild this week on Tuesday. Kid appropriate, absolutely. It's at 6 o'clock and 8:15 at the Guild Cinema, which is here on Central, and it's right there across the street from the Flying Star, near Central and Carlisle. And you can get the information about where it is at guildcinema.com. But it's only happening on Tuesday, and the film is called Look and See. It's a cinematic portrait of Wendell Berry and life in Henry County, Kentucky. But, you know, Wendell Berry himself, his poetry is just the kind of poetry that makes, I don't know, for me, it makes little goosebumps appear on my arms, and it just makes me feel like I'm really connected to the world. So I wanted you to hear what he sounded like, our listeners. And here is one of my favorite of all of the poems he's ever done. And there are many great ones. Wendell Berry. This is Wendell himself reading his poem, The Peace of Wild Things.
The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free.
Take the
can celebrate America's new favorite midwinter parade. It's the National Women's Marches, celebrating diverse and participatory democracy and defending it. You can meet up today in Taos at the plaza at noon. And the Great Socorro's Women's March starts today at the Iron Gate on Leroy at the top of the School of Mines Road. That's at 2 p.m. today, and the march is to the plaza. That's in Socorro. Tomorrow, the parades continue. The Women's March in Albuquerque is meeting tomorrow at 5th and Marquette in Albuquerque by 11 a.m. to march to Civic Plaza. Or if you're up in Santa Fe, meet at noon at the state capitol, the Roundhouse. You can find out all the info you need about these marches and more, because they're everywhere, all over the state. And you can find more info at marchonnewmexico.com. This is Beyoncé, of course.
Find us on Facebook at Children's Hour Radio and on Twitter. We're at KUNM Kids.
The Children's Hour is produced by Katie Stone from the studios of KUNM FM in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Engineering support from Mark Gilbord, and studios help us from the KUNM Kids crew.